In local news, protests have already occurred against the proposed wind farm, but Blue Float Energy will be in town on Thursday evening, 5pm at Sunset Motel for an information evening to talk about their plans for a wind farm off our coast. They're still in the early feasibility stages, and the farm wouldn't be operational until next decade if it went ahead, but the company is starting early with its PR and community engagement. Blue Float are saying the project will deliver over 800 megawatts to the country with jobs and other benefits for coastal communities, but there are members of our community concerned about the impact on sea life. Whangarei Youth Movement have announced their end-of-year show with a community dance performance at the Wainui Reserve Bush Park on 1st of December at 11am. It will be 20 years since the first performance in 2003 when Paddy Mitchley started off Whangarei Youth Movement with a half-year set of classes that year. And Raglan Theatre Academy have also announced their end-of-year show, The Lightning Thief, with four showings on the weekend of the 25th and 26th of November. The synopsis says that lead character Percy Jackson doesn't fit in at school, and once it is discovered he has special powers, he's sent to Camp Half-Blood, a summer camp for demigods. In our news roundup from over the last week, on the weekend, 144 people entered the Horticultural Society's Flower and Vegetable Show, with organiser Jeff Pownall saying they were very pleased with the turnout. Shows were sold out at Freedom to Fly's first ever circus festival, and the Hikoi for Hauora had a good turnout with a full school hall hosting Rob Mokaraka's Shotbro presentation, followed by a community conversation about mental health and suicide prevention. And last Thursday, 70 people turned up to the council wastewater hui with many questions for the 10 or so council representatives who were there. Human error has been blamed for the accidental release of wastewater on the incoming tide in Raglan over the last few weeks, with many promises that further validation checks would be put in place to make sure it didn't happen again. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 8th of November.